Transnet is an independent body of South African government, which regulates both telecommunications and broadcast centers in public interest. Today we have Kulile Mateza. He grew up in Langa Township and has been working for ICASA for the last 20 years as a LE officer of the Western Cape. He is mainly responsible for education, the public, particularly the consumer of industries ICASA regulates. Welcome, Kulile. What is a LE officer?
Thank you very much. A liaison officer. My role at ICASA is to go around the province, meet people, and talk to them about ICASA and what ICASA does exactly.
Could you please explain in simple terms for everyone at the hospital what it is that ICASA does?
Okay. Let me make an example of a football match. I'm sure you've watched a soccer match, right?
Yes.
Yeah, a soccer match, it has 11 players. There are 11 players on each side, right? And then there's a referee in between. I'm sure you know the role of the referee. He makes sure during the game that each and every player plays according to the rules, right? If there's any player that breaks the rules, the referee penalizes, right? So ICASA works in a similar way. The only difference is that our players are the companies that we give licenses to. For example, Vodacom, MTN, Cell C, Telkom, SABC, and many registrations. In fact, ICASA, anyone who wants to provide a service over the airwaves, that person must get a license from ICASA. So all the companies which are the players in the telecommunication industry, in the broadcasting industry, and also in the postal industry, those are our players. We give them license for them to be able to provide the kind of services that they are providing. So in a way, ICASA works in that fashion. And we develop policy and regulations on how these companies must provide their services.
How did you get involved?
Okay. How did I get involved? I started, it was still SATRA then, the South African Telecommunication Regulatory Authority. But then it was changed to ICASA. My interest has only, because of the changing technologies, I was fascinated by how technology changed, you know. I don't know if you know that before there was only one company in South Africa that was providing telecommunication, which was Telkom. And after that, when ICASA came, we started licensing other companies. So it fascinated me how the technologies change, how in the olden days communication over the airwaves was carried out. So I just became interested, and I wanted to also educate more people about the importance of technology in communication. So that's basically how I got involved.
What do you do in a typical day?
Okay, in a typical day, we have workshops, basically. We have workshops and community meetings where I go and speak about the functions and the mandate of ICASA, and tell community members that ICASA is a government organization established by an act of parliament, and to regulate the tree industries, as I've been saying. So I drive across the province, having events, workshops, and edutainment in events where we teach people about the mandate of, because not everyone is aware of the existence of ICASA. So it's very important for people for us to be able to make people aware of what ICASA does. I'm sure you've seen I don't know if you know that all the phones, for example, that are sold in South Africa have to be tested by ICASA to see to it that they are fine to be used on our networks. So we teach people about that. Even maybe your phone, if you take out, for example, if you want to buy a new cell phone, or if you want to buy any communication equipment, it is important for you to know that that equipment, it must have an ICASA sticker on it. If you open your phone and take out the battery, you will see on the phone there is an ICASA sticker. That sticker guarantees that your phone is made to be used in South Africa. You know, so that in fact, what happens is that some people, maybe when they go overseas, they go to Japan or they go to America, and then they see a phone that they like, and they would buy that phone, not knowing that phone is not made to be used in South Africa. You know, so people buy phones that are not made to be used in South Africa, and when they are used in South Africa, those phones, they spoil our network. You understand? For example, that sticker, it shows that your phone has been is type approved. Basically, it has been tested, and so that people are sure that it is compatible to be used on our networks. Of late, we find a lot of people selling cell phones on the streets, and we want to warn the public out there not to buy phones on the streets, because most of those phones are not made to be used in South Africa. They don't have the ICASA sticker. So basically, that is what I do. I also, of course, inform people about their rights, their consumer rights, in the industry. They must be aware of what are their rights. If maybe their service is not up to the required level, they must know what to do, how to complain to ICASA, and so forth. So basically, in a day, that is what I do.
What will the relationship between a registration like Australia and ICASA?
You know, there's a lot that RX Radio can do from our view, but I think the first thing that RX must do, it must get a license, for a broadcasting license from ICASA, so that it is not only an online radio. It can, anybody anywhere can be able to tune in. For example, if you are in Khayelitsha or if you are in Langa, you can be able to tune in with, even if you don't have a computer, even if you don't have data, you can be able to. But that process, we're not there yet, because currently there are no licenses issued because of the moratorium. So until the moratorium is lifted, then RX can be able to to apply for a license, and in that way we'll be able to have a long lasting relationship with RX Radio.
Is there anything else you would like to say?
I'm encouraged to find that that there are kids, that there's a kiddies radio station like RX Radio. I think they are doing a wonderful job. I also wish that maybe in my time when I was young, when I used to come here, because I was also, I used to come here when I was, I had asthma, I used to come here. So I wish also during my time, maybe I would be a radio DJ or and work in a studio, like, you know. But in my time then, there were no radios. But I think you guys are doing a wonderful job here.
Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.